If you're looking for trouble, belly up to the bar, because you're in the right place. The baddest biker bar in the investment world. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life, where we get the latest take from the experts at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do it by bringing together discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting. They dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up. And what they're looking for is where things get misleading. If it's misleading and it works in your favor, that would make something attractive. That's not what we're normally looking for here. We're looking for the stuff that is misleading and headed for trouble, which is inherently dangerous. Learn more about how it works at New Constructs. David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. David, great to chat with you again.
It is great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone?
Peloton.
Danger, danger.
Peloton. It is ticker PTON. Well, it's been in the danger zone out of the box, actually, back before the pandemic, when, of course, it was a darling of the pandemic. It's been a zombie stock. So why are we talking about Peloton in the danger zone again?
Because it's up over 100% in the last year. Now, it's still way down from when we put it in the danger zone and when we made it a zombie stock. So it's still doing what we said it would do, but it's making a little meme stock run here, Chuck. And we're back here to remind people that it's still a bad stock.
There's an interesting thing that happens here, right? Because obviously, and we had this last week where Kyle Guskey, your investment analyst, was here talking about Sunrun. And what we're talking about are stocks that you put them in the danger zone when they're way, way, way overinflated. They get crushed. And not because you put them there, but because they deserve to be crushed because the finances were out of whack. And then they have a bounce. And people think, okay, here's that growth I was expecting. Here's whatever. And just because you've had things decline doesn't mean you're out of the woods. And that's the real thing here, is that people tend to think, oh, if a stock craters, that's the trouble, and the trouble has passed, right?
Right. That's the tendency, but you know, not when it's just a bad business. I mean, Peloton still has negative margins, negative economic book value, and it's trading as if its profits are going to dramatically increase and its revenues are going to grow 800%. So like whatever turnaround you think there might be here, you know, we think it's all priced in. It should drop down closer to low single digits. And look, the business model is not a good business model, Chuck, right? It's basically a piece of exercise equipment with an iPad. There are a lot of people that do that now, and they have much deeper pockets, and it's not chic or super cool to own a Peloton really anymore. It's just an expensive version of equipment you can get other places. And there are expensive versions also you can get, you know, Lululemon Mirror and these other fancy things. Like, you know, anyway, it was kind of a gimmick during the pandemic, and the gimmick's over, and I don't think it's ever really going to get anywhere close to where it was before. Even so, the stock is assuming that it will, which makes it a very risky stock.
Is there anything other than, you know, the meme stock kind of thing that is driving this? Like, I'm going to do something I don't normally make you do, which is take a look at the case that is currently working against you because you are negative on this stock, et cetera. So again, this stock has been up dramatically from its lows, but is there any sort of value to that case, or that case has just been, you know, somebody saying it's Peloton, it can't get that bad, and drumming up a lot of social media support?
Yeah, I think that's kind of what it is here, Chuck, because, you know, we make the point here in our report that, look, yeah, we took it off the zombie stock list because cash flow got positive, but technically, it wasn't really a positive operational cash flow. It's positive because they're selling off assets, right? You know, that's what companies do before they go bust. It's a bankruptcy process almost. And so this is just like, yeah, expenses as a percent of revenue are better, but they're still more than 100% of revenue. You know, it's like, yeah, it's not, you're not a super bad zombie, but you're still a zombie. It's not different levels of zombie, but it's just, yeah, it's still unfortunately pretty bad business, and it just sees more competition. So I don't really know, given that there is so much competition and because it was so expensive early on, I don't know if there are any stupid money buyers out there, right? Because it would be expensive. And like, I don't know if anybody really wants to pay that much.
It's interesting. We should let everybody know that Peloton, P-T-O-N, is off almost 75% since New Constructs made its original pre-IPO report on this. The S&P 500 is up over 100% in that time. Now, again, in the last 12 months, because it's down 75% since 2019, in the last 12 months, the stock is up 100%. And it looks like the main reason why the stock is up beyond the memeness of it is, hey, our losses aren't so bad. Losses not being so bad is hardly a big endorsement. Is this a dead cat bounce, or does this not meet the definition of dead cat bounce because it didn't fall far enough and get low enough?
You know, it could be a dead cat bounce. I mean, it's a misdirect. Call what you want. I think it's a head fake. You know, again, you know, this seems like this is an easy call for us. It was from the beginning. You know, when you don't have any real advantage, and that's one of the things that, you know, where we've been wrong in the danger zone is oftentimes software companies, even if it's a very competitive space and the software is not making any money, you know, there tends to be some IP, even for the big firms to buy up the smaller firm, because that smaller firm's got some focus and they've developed some software that the big firm hasn't developed yet. And the big firm's not worth it to go to the trouble for them to sort of re-engineer themselves around doing it. They can just buy it. And there's kind of value in those situations, but in a physical capital business like exercise equipment, which has been around since, you know, a long time, decades, many decades, centuries, maybe even, you don't have any of that. There's nothing about the Peloton that makes it a better bike or treadmill or mirror or whatever it is. It has no competitive advantage. Outside of in the beginning, it was sort of the first and it was chic and it was kind of cool. And that does not last. And in many ways, their first mover advantage by jumping their, making their valuation so high, hurt their chances of ever being acquired because they were too expensive. People, it was cheaper for them to build than buy. And now I think we're just left with something that's going to probably die pretty slowly.
What is a value that you're willing to place on this stock? I mean, it a year ago, it was trading at just about $3 a share. It's currently trading at about $6.50 a share. It did get as high as $10 a share. So again, while it's up over 100% in the last 12 months, it's down, you know, by about a third in the last couple of months. So if you had to put a value on this, it would be what?
I mean, I think it's a dollar or less, Chuck. This one could really go bankrupt. I don't know who buys it, but they probably buy it when it's super, super cheap. And yeah, given that it's already been down to $3 and the economic book value is negative $6.60 at this time, I just don't know why I would see it's worth much more than zero. So I'm going to just conservatively say, you know, under a dollar, 99 cents. Let's just go with 99 cents.
And is there a likely catalyst in all of this to make it that the market recognizes, yeah, at 650, it's way overvalued?
You know, I was going to say an earnings miss, but right now they've got an earnings distortion score of beat because I think they've got a lot of unusual expenses related to, you know, losses on sales of assets and stuff like that, that have depressed the earnings number. But, you know, the economic earnings remain negative, so there's nothing there. So do the accounting earnings for that matter. I don't know, man. I think just maybe people waking up and maybe less liquidity.
Or a market that gets a little sour on the meme stocks, which might happen if we're not at record highs. Whatever it's going to be, Peloton Interactive, P-T-O-N. It's back in the danger zone, and David Trainer says it's headed for more trouble. David, great stuff. Thanks, as always, for joining me on Money Life.
My pleasure, Chuck. It was good to be with you.
David Trainer is the founder and president at New Constructs. Learn all about what they do. Check out the most attractive and most dangerous lists and more by going to newconstructs.com. And we are headed for home on the August 4th edition of Money Life. Up next, we're talking gold. Thomas Windmill, manager of the Midas Fund, will be here. So stick around. We're living the money life, and I promise you we're going to get all glittery right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.
Bye.